No taxation without representation. 200 years of exploitation in the capital of this nation. No representation in the capital of this nation. 200 years of exploitation. Give the people their right to vote.
Someone asked me, was it true? The voting rights of the district were long overdue.
That was Sweet Honey in the Rock with Give the People the Right to Vote. Hello and welcome to Shadow Politics, an hour-long grassroots talk show, which is on a mission to make America think again. I'm your host, United States Senator Michael Brown, recently retired, but still active, and along with my co-host, Liberty Jones, who seems to be absent today, we're looking for her. She's out there somewhere, probably working hard to make America a better place. But we're glad you're listening tonight. This is a special edition. This is just going to be me tonight. Our official launch is next Sunday. This will be our 12th season, and we're really excited about it. Our guests, our first guest will be Mark Muriel, the head of the Urban League, and we're going to talk about what's going on in America, what's going on in the streets, what's going on in the shadows, because it's what's happening in the shadows that makes the world go round. And there's a lot going on in the shadows today. Let's start with immigration. We've got the Trump administration trying to round up children. They've got several hundred children that they're going to try to deport back to Guatemala, even though these people are, these children are unaccompanied minors. The court has stopped that from happening right now and has asked for more information. They have till Friday to provide to prove to the judge that these children are wanted back by their parents, which is the argument that the Trump administration is making, that the parents are requesting that they be sent back to Guatemala. Advocates for the children say that's not true. They're in danger if they go back to Guatemala. So we'll see what happens with that. But I've got to say, just from a personal standpoint, this all seems so barbaric to me and so un-American. Where in the world did we ever say our country was closed to the world? This is a horrible thing that's going on right now, and we got to stop it. The way to stop it, folks, is to vote in the primaries. I'm sorry, vote in the elections that are coming up next year, the congressional elections, and put Democrats in Congress. I'm not happy with Democrats these days either, to tell you the truth, but we need to do something to stop this craziness. Donald Trump and his administration are, just off the rails with this stuff. Our country was built on an immigrant population, and these people provide so much to our society and to our workforce and to our economy. They actually pump trillions of dollars into our economy. So while this guy who professes to want to make America great again, which, by the way, is ridiculous. America's always been great. As he arrests people and deports people and turns our country into a police state, we need to stand up and do something. And the voice that we have, the power that we have, comes through our vote. So please go out and vote. Get the information. You don't need to believe me. You can go and you can listen to the news and see what's happening. And most of America is seeing what's happening. Donald Trump's popularity rating is below 37%. It's the lowest that any president has had in recent history. So America is responding. So let's make sure we respond to that and get some new people elected. Joni Ernst in Iowa has decided not to run for re-election. Yay! Because Joni, who's a veteran, refused on several occasions with me personally to support the veterans of the District of Columbia. There are 40,000 veterans in the District of Columbia who don't have a vote. and Joni Ernst never stood up for them. So I'm not sorry to see her go, but let's make sure we have a Democrat in her place. Beyond that, we have congressional races going on all over the country. As you know, every member of the House of Representatives has to run for re-election every 2 years. There are people out there that talk about term limits, for example. Every congressman has a 2-year term limit. If you don't like them, don't send them back. If you don't like her, don't send her back. That's the rule. That's the term limit. But it's up to us to enforce it. You know, term limits are something that I've always wondered about. I mean, what does it really say about us as an electorate? Please help us. We can't decide for ourselves whether these people are good or bad or need to be replaced, have to be replaced automatically because we don't have the knowledge or understanding, or even maybe just we're just lazy. We don't want to learn about these people. We don't want to, we don't want to have to know. We just want them to be removed. You know, democracy is not the easiest form of government. It's one that requires us to think and have some information and make the right decisions. So that's what this show is about, and that's what our new season is going to be about. It's not going to be about telling you who to vote for or how to vote. I'm going to tell you that because I have a personal opinion. But what we're going to bring on with our guests is information. So you guys have the information you need to make the decision that you want to make, that will make America strong and will keep America free. It's up to you. It's up to you and me. So that's my little pitch for today. Now, we're going to start our show again next week, and we're going to have this great guest, and we're going to have guests after that that are going to give you the same kind of information that so that you can figure out what's really going on, so you don't have to go down one of those rabbit holes on the internet. Listen to Shadow Politics and find out what's going on. In addition to that, I thought I would talk for a moment about what the Pope just said. The Pope made a statement in Rome that we need to end the proliferation of guns in America. Now, this is important because you got people like Tulsi Gabbard and other people out there, that soulless creature who is the press secretary, out there saying that we're ridiculing prayer. I pray every night, okay? And I believe in the power of prayer. But that's not enough. We've got to get the guns off the street. To say that we're praying and allowing children to have guns is crazy. You know, that the guy that shot all those children and killed all those children in Uvalde, Texas, had an automatic AR-15 style rifle because he wasn't old enough to buy a handgun. Come on, Texas. You're not old enough to buy a handgun, but you can buy a semi-automatic weapon. These laws are crazy. And the reason they're crazy is because the NRA, which is nothing more than a trade association for the gun industry, stands in the way of every piece of legislation. They put money against people that vote for gun control, and we've got to stop this. We've got to stand up. Look, nobody needs an AR-15 style rifle if you're not a soldier. You're not part of a police force. If you're not part of a military force, no private person should have these guns. And they're all over the place. And then we wonder why all these mass shootings happen. You know, while France, who was number 2 in mass shootings in the world, had 6 mass shootings, we had 109. 109 to 6. What does that tell you? What you know, you do the math. How crazy is this that we keep on having these things happen, and then we act like the guns aren't part of it? Look, the guns may not be all of it, and I certainly believe that. I believe there are other aspects that have added to this. because when I was young, we had plenty of guns, and I didn't see any of this. But the guns are certainly at the center of this controversy. And so we need to do something about guns. So that's what we're going to talk about this season. We're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about children. We're going to talk about America. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about the things that are important to us, the economy. Look at our economy. The economy, stock market's going pretty well. So all us rich people are doing really well. But the rest of the economy, with these stupid tariffs that are being put on everything, the price of everything is going up. So inflation is going to increase. The dollar is going to be devalued, in my humble opinion. And we're going to have some people on to talk about that, so you know exactly what to do and how to respond. Look, it looks like my co-host isn't going to show up tonight. Thomas, I'd like to end the show right now if we can. I'm sorry, folks. We've had a few technical difficulties on my end tonight, but we will be back next week with Mark Muriel from the Urban League, and I hope you'll tune in and listen to them. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'm going to go have a piece of watermelon and enjoy the end of summer, and I'll be back next week with Liberty Jones and Mark and Muriel, and we'll have a great show. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and think about these children. Pray for these children. I agree with that. But let's control the gun, okay? And let's get out there and vote. And let's all get educated, because a vote is a terrible thing to waste. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks.
Representation in the capital of this nation. 100 years of exploitation. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote.